the number one proof for God's existence is a scientific law called the first law of thermodynamics. The first law of thermodynamics, which is this, it's a conservation of energy law. Now, just like we have certain laws in science, for example, the law of gravity. You drop something, you know that it's going to fall. This is a scientific law. Well, there's another scientific law called the first law of thermodynamics. And this conservation of energy law basically says this. In the universe, you have matter and energy. Matter and energy can be converted into each other. However, matter or energy cannot be created out of nothing. Also, matter and energy cannot be destroyed to where it ceases to exist. All it can do is take on different forms. So you can't make matter slash energy disappear from existence. You can't create matter slash energy out of nothingness. This is an actual scientific law. With this being said, I want you to think about everything in the universe for a moment. We have matter and energy throughout the entire universe. If there is no God, scientifically, it is impossible that we would have this matter and energy, because somehow we would have had to go from nothing to something. And that's just not possible scientifically. I've debated atheists and PhD scientists on this before, and I asked them the very same question. How do you have a violation of the first law of thermodynamics by the creation of matter and energy? It's impossible scientifically. They don't have an answer for that. And if you think about it, really, a 5-year-old child could out-debate a PhD scientist who's an atheist by merely asking them this simple question: where did all the stuff come from? Everything you see in the entire universe, it had to come from somewhere. Science says you can't go from nothing to something. So when a 5-year-old says, where did all the stuff come from? What that 5-year-old is really asking in scientific terms is, how do we have a violation of the first law of thermodynamics by the creation of matter and energy in the closed system of the universe? Why do they say it had to start out as small as a tiny little dot? Have you ever given that any consideration? Seriously, why not say that all of the planets and all of the stars and all of the comets and all of the galaxies and everything in the entire universe started out scrunched down to the size of, we'll say, one star? I'll tell you why. If they can convince you that everything was squeezed so tight that it was only the size of a tiny little dot, then maybe you'll forget about it. Maybe you'll be able to accept going from nothing to just a tiny little dot.